God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. Don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Kundalini, Kundalini. Late at night while you're sleeping, Kundalini comes a-creeping around. You're gonna need an ocean, a Hare Krishna motion. If you let her sneak up on you behind, Kundalini, Kundalini. There's a crux at your bottom. Do-do. You got some traction? Yeah. I just thought I would do a little something different. Avocado. Why don't you jump in my salad? Am I? Greetings, earthlings. The dog poet is lit up like Copenhagen at Christmas tonight. It happens now and again. The Kundalini revs, and I've got no control over that. The orders come from upstairs and downstairs, and I'm on one of the landings. Incoming! Just kidding. Aroo! Tonight, the dog poet is broadcasting from the saucer pod above Mother Russia, which is not the same as Mother India. For some reason, the powers that be are failing desperately, and they're fading desperately, and they're digging desperately through the underbrush in Pakistan. And by the way, my hovering over Mother Russia doesn't have any real significance, just where I am. Anyway, they're digging through the underbrush in Pakistan, and whatever they're looking for, it's not terrorists because, well, they are the terrorists. The official measurement to indicate borderline intelligence and below is if you still think 9/11 was done by Arabs who couldn't graduate from flight school and who were lap dancing while they had a Quran in their pocket. One of them even left a virtual Simu flying DVD in their car at Logan Airport. Anyone seen the Mad Hatter? How about the Manson family? I feel like I should be hanging out with someone sane. Obviously, I'm not. I know for a fact that Israeli Mossad and other Western corrupted intelligence forces did 9/11, the Madrid train station, and 7/7 over in London town. It's not like every year we get new bad guys. They're the same old bad guys. What is new is the front stooge bad guys they blame the behavior on. It's like blaming your fart on the guy you're standing next to, only much worse. Though it must have happened somewhere, usually people don't die from farts. Otherwise, Bill O'Reilly would be considered a serial killer. I used to think that he and Jerry Falwell were brothers and possibly the sons of LBJ that got away but didn't fall that far from the poison tree. Visible, do not speak ill of the dead. Hey, I'm not. And besides, they're not all dead. Yes, they are. Okay, I see where you're going with this. And I'll just go ahead and check your luggage through to the next port of call. Thank you. Click. It can get crowded here sometimes when you don't know where the next personality is coming and where are from, and sometimes you forget it's one of your own. Once in Italy, I watched a schizophrenic break take place right inside my own head, where The two parts of myself then went on and talked to each other for several hours. One of them thought they were John Cusack. It seems to have repaired itself. I advise against trying this at home. I'm a trained professional, and schizophrenia is my business. Along with a few other simu-masks that can be trotted out for the occasion. It can make for a disconcerting experience if you only met me one time and then you sent someone else to see me. Well, we are talking about you, aren't we? Seriously, why are we here tonight? I'm here because I have to fill 15 minutes of airtime, and you're here because you think, well, I might pull it off. And then there are probably a few others who got here by mysterious means, or someone played a joke on them and they can't believe they're listening to this. Relax. Neither can I. Neither can I. Of course, I'm the first sit-down, less visible comic, so there really aren't any rules. I have rules, though, because even though I could just as easily record this and put it up on my website all by myself, James Jancic had the stones to actually give me 15 minutes a week on his, you know, airwaves. And I feel like I don't want to let him down, and it gives me boundaries. I don't always have boundaries, being a schizophrenic. I can define schizophrenia for you, but it's a more or less catch-all department. It's considered to be a type of insanity. It's not as bad as normal, but it does have complications. Normal has a fence all the way around inside its head. Schizo boy has a place where there's no fence, and it wanders off into other locations. Lots of artists are schizophrenics. Real artists, not modern artists who think of fence and obscurity as a sign of genius. And they're not hiding it from you. You just can't see it because, well, they're geniuses and you're not. Like Bruce Cockburn says, the trouble with normal is it always gets worse. Well, he's no doubt a schizophrenic. George Carlin, Richard Pryor, schizophrenics too, because they push the boundaries, which is how I figure those fences got those big gaping holes in them. Some trauma or another launched them right through the pockets. Pickets, pockets, pickets, pockets. Whatever. Jesus Christ was a schizophrenic because he was both man and God at the same time. But that was worked out when he got the descent of the Holy Spirit, which is some kind of communication device between the two and you, of course. Yeah, it's all about you. God told me he was going to sow mayhem and discord among the fellowship of evil. And are we not seeing it today? They can't make a move without stepping on their duck, and the quacking alerts everyone in earshot. It alerts the predators, too, so you've got two-legged jackals and hyenas circling around. In Africa, you learn never to take a nap in the outback, like up against a tree or something, or because a hyena will pounce in and bite your face off and run away. Then it will just follow you until nature takes its course. It's not a pretty thing. But this is what evil does to itself. Despite what it does to everyone else, it saves the worst of it for itself. It's an unwritten law. It tends to follow the unwritten laws because they're the ones that are still in force. A lot of the written laws seem to be in force, but the devil has his lawyers working all the time in the double building after a fashion. That's the biggest mistake that evil folk make. They don't ever get that the devil works for God, and that's how he gets his information. The devil is a district attorney in the cosmic court. And Daniel Webster's just some guy in a book, though I suspect just for enticement's sake, we have tales like that and Faust hanging around. I can tell you that working for God is a brutal course in the early stages. You think it's tough to be a Navy SEAL? Getting a job in God's special forces is a lot harder. Like I was saying, James gives me 15 minutes a week, and he's very special. Truly a forgiving sort of fellow. It's made me a better person. This is the lesson I learn as I go. I can't play the guitar very well at all. If I practice a lot, I can play in the clubs okay. And the same goes with the piano, kind of, but if I don't practice, it goes away. When I was a little boy, I spoke Japanese and then French. I remember very little of it today. Other things I can always do, like this or writing, but for certain occasions, operations, God wants teamwork, so he makes you into a woman in the dunes, kind of, with a certain thing, so that you have to rely on others and collaborate. That was all well and good until I moved to Europe and didn't get any more collaborators until recently. I'm still waiting on someone to come in and be part of my tag team for any number of things. I'm taking auditions if you live within 20-mile radius. Unfortunately, this radio show doesn't have a radius under 500 miles. 500 miles, 500 miles, 500 miles, 500 miles. Yeah, 500 miles beyond the zone. Or something to that effect. Way out in the desert of the lost self, there's one of those totem things with the Dorian Gray factor where I'm the low man on the scrotum pole. When is my star, our star, yes, we are talking about you, when is that going to rise? Stars don't rise, they're set in place, and everything's under control. God loves you more than you'll ever know. I feel like I have living proof. The real Sea of Galilee, the real Ganges, and all that applies in their styles and states, any other traditions are truly real. I've seen them. I've been near the table, around the Kerbal. Kerbal? What the heck? Something's going wrong with my tongue. I meant to say corner. And lurking, you know, I've been lurking in the margins of God's presence like in a rider. And you see all kinds of things out there. And what I'm seeing lately is six ways to Sunday for the bad guys who only wish they had a colostomy bag, because maybe then they could hide it. Fear and trembling is moving among those who trust no one. Those who lie with every breath are going to find that it rhymes with something or other. I mention myself every now and again in my writings and on these shows as a way of telling you I've hung in there. And I might even have aired some dirty laundry now and again. People tell me I shouldn't do this. People tell me that I should hold a constant poise and be consistent. I wish I could. I'm getting better, but I went the long way around the hill. In other words, I took a shortcut. You know how it goes. Anyway, reason I mention myself is because I suspect a lot of you are like me. That's the reason for the resonance. And if I hung in there, then you did too, because here you are tonight on this intoxicating spring evening. And I've lived in close company over the last 10 years now, which means with just two other people and some dogs, and the occasional friend, new or old, who comes to see me at odd intervals. Otherwise, I'm alone. I have no friends here. Maybe I wasn't supposed to be here, but it's been the best thing. Because the old Les got lost, and the new visible showed up. Solitude can put some real lead in your pencil, metaphorically speaking, and with the meaning having to do with Kundalini, Kundalini, yeah. It's the God force in all of us. And that is what must be awakened to ignite the immortality phase. Is it a phase, immortality? That's just something I'm going through. I'll get past it. Wait a minute. I won't get past it. Well, maybe I can tell you that's probably the definition of heaven and hell. You have something in you that is so great that the mere presence of it will make the mighty upon this earth tremble in its presence. You have to have the courage and a conviction to go get it. Anything less than all of it won't do. You have to want it more than anything else. And if you do, you'll get it. It's that simple. All the tests are about seeing if you want something else. Every time you take something else, it's a rest stop on the highway. Right out there on the cosmic highway, it's like one of those future exits or something. And you're there for as long as you're there. You can spend lifetimes in a single rest stop. Or you can just stay on the highway. That is why Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that success is speedy for the energetic. It flat out collapses time. I've seen what the intensity of certain time periods could produce, personally. And I've been in the wilderness for a long time. The idea that you can have any other kind of life and still get it, that's not going to work. And that's the main obstacle everyone faces. But at this time, this singular period of cosmic history, success is seriously energetic for the energetic. Do I really know any of this? I have only the conviction of my heart and the fact that nothing else has mattered enough keep me away. It's what all the music and books and movies are about, only they substitute something else in its place. You know, sooner or later you're going to decide that you've had enough. And that will be the day that you get energetic. That'll be the day that you get energetic enough. But you have an opportunity now to grow beyond anything that has been possible for 26,000 years of time. Now, I don't know how you slice it, but that's a long time as far as I'm concerned. And some of us have been on the road that long. And some of us have been on the road longer than that, because they're not on a road, really. They're on a loop. Yeah, that's how some people prefer it. And I don't really have the time right now to explain how all of that works, but I just tell you that you're on a Mobius strip and you never see more than one half of what's going on. And so the other half is a mystery. For some, it's a very pleasant surprise, and for others, it is something entirely different. Don't miss the bus just because you got hung up at the bank or the manicure salon getting your nails done. Well, my friends, we have come to the end of another broadcast. Woo, yeah. And it is my pleasure to tell you that I will see you next week, if there is one. Keep in mind what should be uppermost in your mind, and it might help you keep track of what's important. That said, and now I really must say, aloha and aroo!
You can see him in the morning when the sun is...
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the ONSIC Radio Network of Stations.